Local fishermen aren't the only ones who make their livelihood selling fish on the New Hampshire seacoast. Here at Highliner Foods in Portsmouth, 65 million pounds of frozen fish come off the assembly line each year. On the plant floor, workers heft frozen slabs of ground fish from cardboard boxes. A machine slices them into 2x4s, then feeds them onto a conveyor belt.
Right here, what we're doing is we're basically using block, but shaping it into a form so that it is identical to a fillet shape.
Art Christensen is Senior Vice President of Plant Operations. He says in addition to fillets, or fillets, this plant also makes breaded fish sticks, nuggets, and patties for retail chains like Shaw's and Costco. In this segment of the fish market, says President and COO Keith Decker, it's really not about tasting the sea.
Most Americans do not want their fish to taste like fish. They want it to taste bland and white.
Like tilapia, Decker says, and catfish, especially catfish.
This is the perfect fish, and it's very inexpensive. It offers a great value.
But there's a hitch. In the early 2000s, companies like Highliner began importing Vietnamese catfish, which are far cheaper than American catfish. Southern catfish farmers in places like Mississippi lost a lot of business, and they didn't want their catfish confused with what they saw as an inferior and poorly regulated foreign fish. Enter this guy.
Mr. President, I'm pleased to join my distinguished colleague.
That's Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi.
Predicting that we are moving in the right direction.
He's influential on the Senate Ag Committee and has an aquaculture center named after him in his home state. In 2008, Cochran added a catfish provision to the 2008 Farm Bill. It called for catfish to be inspected by a new office at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. All other seafood is inspected by the FDA, Food Drug Administration.
It doesn't make sense.
And it's that provision New Hampshire Senator Gene Shaheen, along with Arizona Senator John McCain, hope to repeal in Farm Bill negotiations this week. They say it's a waste of money, and the FDA is better suited for the job.
Food and Drug Administration, they're the ones who have historically done this. It costs about $700,000 a year.
That's compared to the new operation backed by Cochran, which will cost $30 million in setup fees and $15 million a year to operate. That's according to the Government Accountability Office, or GAO.
We've already heard 5 times from the GAO that this is a duplicative program, that we should not continue, that it's a waste of money.
But that doesn't mean the new inspection regime will end. That's largely to be decided by congressional negotiators. Back on the assembly line at Highliner Foods, hundreds of fish pieces from 30 different countries roll along conveyor belts. VP of Operations Art Christensen says this product is perfect for customers looking for low prices.
On the retail market, they want to hit a certain price point, so the cut from block form gives you a lower cost raw material.
COO Keith Decker is watching the catfish fight closely. Highliner operates in the U.S. and Canada. Its sales have reached $1 billion annually. But Decker says to continue to expand, he needs to be able to import catfish.
We want to put our sales resources behind it. We want to put our research and development behind it. But we've hesitated to, given that this legislation is looming out there.
So Decker has his fingers crossed, as do Senators Shaheen and Cochran. A final vote on the Farm Bill compromise is expected next week. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.